All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 7 Steps to Awakening. Tonight, Lynn, L-I-N, Lynn, my mic is going on and off. That's too bad. That's not any fun when it does that. I guess I'll leave the room and come back, and we'll see what happens. Oh, Kathy says not for her. Lynn says there's pal talk troubles. Danza says not for her. Okay, I'll stay then. I'll stay. what I was going to say is I will be leaving today at 25 after in order to go and get John Sherman and bring John Sherman here because we have satsang tonight. And if there are pal talk troubles while John Sherman's here, I might just ignore them. Because I'll be making a recording, and that way we'll still have a good recording while we have this opportunity. But Lynn, if you can play a song or something while I go get John at 25 after, that would be great. And as a result, I'm not going to play a song at the beginning of this teaching because I don't want to take that time. We don't have near as much time. So why don't we just be silent for a moment? Amen. Thank you. Now, last week I did share quote 713 with you. By the way, I can't post the links because I couldn't get in as admin, even though I followed the new instructions. I tried a couple of times and I couldn't get in, so I just gave up. But last week I shared quote 713 with you, and I shared with you what I perceive to be more recent and therefore I'll just say more recent clarity. I think deeper clarity, truer clarity, but I'll say more recent clarity than what was in my journal. And I'll review that quickly. But as a result, I didn't go over my journal much. And I still think even though my more recent clarity may have been a truer, deeper clarity, I still think it's worth looking at the previous clarity because, you know, we're ready for different things at different times, and that previous clarity was perfect for me once, and I still think it's worth going over. So I'm going to start again with quote 713. So let me read first 713, and I'll share with you briefly what I shared, what was actually 2 weeks ago, and then I'll go into the journal. So here is quote 713. He who is polluted by the ego sense, whether he is a learned scholar or one superior even to that, he indeed is a wicked man. Lynn, I'm unable to paste the link because I was unable to come in as admin, so we'll just have to listen well tonight. And it's going to be a short teaching anyway because of the satsang. Let me read that again. He who is polluted by the ego sense, whether he is a learned scholar or one superior even to that, he indeed is a wicked man. And what I shared with you a couple of weeks ago when I went over that quote was I had just came out of a silent retreat. And during the silent retreat, something miraculous turned my ego into like a character. And in fact, I've seen it that way many times since then, and it's extremely helpful. But it turned my ego into kind of a character. And when I say kind of a character, I'm referring to like if you've seen the movie The Revolver, then you remember the elevator scene. And you remember how Jake Green's character was ego was like a little character outside of him, and you know, and talking to him and all that. And Jake Green's like, "I see you." And the ego, "Thank you, Lynn." And the ego is just, you know, going crazy, and he's watching it. That has happened to my ego. And so, you know, it's like it's outside of me, or I'm outside of it. I don't know how, but I can watch it, and I can hear it, and I can hear what it's saying underneath what appear to be very benign thoughts. I can hear what the ego is attempting to get us to believe. And as a result of this experience, what I have seen is that the ego is evil. And it's kind of hard to say that to people who still believe they're guilty, because that doesn't mean that you're guilty, or it doesn't mean that you're bad. But it is true that the ego is evil. That's just true. And that's a good reason for wanting to transcend it. You know, when you realize how evil the ego is, even in the nicest of people, really, even in the clearest of people, but there's still an ego there. When you realize how evil the ego is, you realize the only true answer to for humankind and for the world, the only true answer is to transcend the ego completely. More than that, to let that ego die the ego death. That's the only real answer. And when you really see the ego clearly, you realize that. That thing is just not helpful to anyone. And people who say it is helpful, you need to have the ego, they just don't know yet. All right? They're speaking from their current experience. They just don't know yet. So that was the deeper clarity that I've come to. However, when I went over quote 713 originally, it was in February of 2013, about 3 years ago. And so I had a different interpretation of this quote then. And I would like to share that interpretation with you also, because I think that interpretation is also helpful. So let me read the quote one more time, and then I will go and read the 2013 interpretation from the journal. He who is polluted by the ego sense, whether he is a learned scholar or one superior even to that, he indeed is a wicked man. Pretty strong words, but humorous to me now, and I don't disagree. However, let's look at the journal. Number 713, the journal says, this is also important. Ego is always mistaken. It matters not who speaks ego or what topic it speaks on. Ego is not correct ever. And that's a really important journal entry as well, and worth some time, worth us spending time on it, reflecting on it, and allowing it to penetrate through our own ego defenses. So it says, ego is always mistaken. Ego is not correct ever. Ego, remember, is that sense of me and my thoughts, me and my thoughts. So, you know, lately, the popular thing to talk about, of course, is the presidential race. And, you know, different people have different opinions. Within the spiritual community, meaning our particular brand of spirituality, the primary opinion is not Trump. Although I did ask at the retreat last week, you know, how many people think Trump would be the best person to be our next president. And there were, you know, some hands that went up. Not many, but there were some. But a popular view is not Trump. You know, that Trump would be a disaster, that he's not a good idea for our country, and I don't know, all kinds of opinions. People have all kinds of opinions about Trump. And people think they're right about their opinions about Trump, whether you're the not Trump brand or whether you're the he's what we need now brand, right? Regardless of which brand you are, people tend to think that they are right. All right, let's listen to this quote again. Ego is always mistaken. It matters not who speaks ego or what topic it speaks on. Ego is not correct, ever. That's an amazing, amazing journal entry. Think about that. In effect, it doesn't matter whether you're a not Trump person, or I guess they really say stop Trump. That's the new movement, right? Whether you're a stop Trump person, or maybe you're not that heavy, maybe you're just a not Trump person, or whether you really think Trump is exactly what we need now. Either way, you're wrong. And some people can't fathom that. To some people, one side of the issue has to be right. Both sides of the issue can't be wrong, because if both sides of the issue are wrong, that means there's no issue. And that's the point. You see, the ego keeps everything untrue, as well as all sorrow and suffering. The ego keeps all of that alive. And without the ego, it disappears. The ego is always, always, always wrong. So no matter what point of view your ego takes, and remember, that's just your opinions, just your head, your beliefs, no matter what point of view your ego takes, you're wrong, which means if you accept this with the heart, you can just forget about it. Forget about your point of view. You do not need to cling to your point of view anymore. That's a wonderful journal entry. And you know what? That journal entry is no different than this paragraph that I've read so many times from A Course in Miracles. Lesson 189, paragraph 7. I'll read it again. But if you listen to it, it's saying the exact same thing. First, let me read the journal entry one more time, and then I will read paragraph 7 from lesson 189. And listen to how they're saying the exact same thing. All right? First, the journal entry. Ego is always mistaken. It matters not who speaks ego or what topic it speaks on. Ego is not correct, ever. All right, here's what paragraph 7 says. Simply do this. Be still. And lay aside all thoughts of what you are, because the ego is not correct, ever. Of what God is, because the ego is not correct, ever. All concepts you have learned about the world, because the ego is not correct, ever. All images you hold about yourself, because the ego is not correct, ever. Empty your mind of everything it thinks is either true or false, because the ego is not correct, ever. Empty your mind of everything it thinks is good or bad, because the ego is not correct, ever. Empty your mind of everything it judges worthy, because the ego is not correct, ever. And all ideas of which it is ashamed, because the ego is not correct, ever. Hold on to nothing, because the ego is not correct about anything. Do not bring with you one thought the past has taught, not one thought the past has taught, because the ego is not correct, ever. Nor one belief you ever learned before from anything, because the ego is not correct, ever. Forget this world. Forget this course. And come with wholly empty hands unto your God. So if we accept this journal entry, you're welcome, Dove. Sometimes I feel like I'm turning into Earl Purdy a little bit. You know, I can just see him repeating that one line over and over again. But I'll never be as cool as Earl is. But if we accept this journal entry, this simple little journal entry, ego is not correct ever. We can let go of every thought as soon as we see it. The reason that we hold on to some thoughts is because we think they are correct, right? If I hold on to the thought that I need to be suspicious of a particular personality because that personality, I think, is out to turn others against me, the reason I listen to that thought and the reason I become suspicious of that person is because I think the thought is correct. If I remember the ego is not correct ever, I can let go of that thought. And the reason I brought up the Donald Trump example, it's just because it's a current event. I could have brought up any current event, you know, where there's two sides. And again, with Trump, you know, we have the people who think that he would not make a good president, and we have the people who think that he would make a good president. So we have two sides. And most people believe, sure, the ego is not correct about one side of the issue, but the ego has to be correct about one side. So, in other words, most people would say it has to be either true or false that Trump would make a good president. Because either Trump will make a good president or Trump will not. A point of view has to be correct. And you see, this is where we make our mistake. First of all, we are totally believing the world, and we're totally believing our mind is our wisdom. It doesn't matter which side we pick, we're staying attached to illusion as if it's truth. And you see, that's where the ego is fundamentally wrong. The ego sees illusion as truth. And regardless of the side of an issue, hiding underneath that point of view is that insistence that the world is real, that we are people, that these problems must be handled with human self-will, that whole mess. This is why it's important to remember that the ego is not correct ever. It doesn't matter which opinion I hold about Trump. It doesn't matter which opinion I hold about gun control. It doesn't matter which opinion I hold about abortion. It doesn't matter which opinion I hold about Syrian refugees. It doesn't matter which opinion, which side, because the ego isn't correct ever. That's that. And that's kind of funny because that leaves me with only 4 minutes to go. And there's no way I'll get to 7:14 in 4 minutes. So I'm not even going to attempt to. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just let us play a song and just, you know, contemplate that the ego is not correct ever while we listen to a song. This is a good song for contemplation. It's from Eckhart Tolle's Music for Inner Stillness. It's called Caritas, and the singer is Susan Lincoln. Remember, contemplate. The ego is not correct ever. And look at yourself while we listen to this song. So, just remember, as you contemplate, the ego isn't correct ever. That was your favorite. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's funny, Michael. Anyway, remember, as you contemplate, the ego isn't correct ever. If you can really get that little, like a rap song almost, get that rap in your mind, the ego isn't correct ever. This is going to help you catch yourself forming your opinions. And if you can remember the ego isn't correct ever, you will drop those opinions, right? Okay, I need to leave the room for 5 minutes and go get John Sherman, and then I will be back. So, Lynn, the mic is yours.